good to be with you today, and I pray that all is well with you. And I want to go right into the Word of the Lord, what God spoke to me. This spoke in my spirit on Sunday, May the 31st, 2020. I was meditating. I'd been studying and praying and seeking the face of the Lord, and I heard the voice of the Lord speak in my spirit. Is there not a cause? So I want to take you to the scriptures in 1 Samuel 17 and 26. And I want to start reading there. David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride, the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And the situation here is David is the youngest of seven brethren. And some of his brothers were in Saul's army, and they went to battle against the Philistines. And the Philistines had sent out a champion named Goliath, and for 40 days every day, Goliath would come out and challenge the armies of God, and all of Israel would run and they'd hide in their tents, scared to death, afraid of this man called Goliath, because according to history, if you figure the measurements given in the Bible, he was over 9 feet tall, weighed several hundred pounds, and he was just a fearful sight, and all of Israel fled from the face of him. That's the way things are today. We face things with this coronavirus. People were scared, and now all this that's going on in our cities, there's a crisis in our nation, these riots, and they're just springing up. You don't know when and you don't know where, and this is nothing but the work of the enemy. Now, when the Lord told me about the coronavirus, he told me that he had sent this virus and that it wasn't going to be moved till he was through. But I told people as we got into the first part of May and going on into May, I said, there's something fixing to happen. The Lord told me that something else was fixing to happen, that this situation was not over with. And here we are now. And I told people, I said, I saw this thing flip. Just like the heartbeat, this thing flipped, and it's like that coronavirus never happened. And you're not hearing anything about it now because all these riots, all this unrest in our nation, and this is nothing but the enemy has slipped in because people were not obedient to the voice of the Lord to come aside and seek God's face when God shut the world down. You know, you've heard me say it. I'm going to keep saying it. The Lord stood the world still and told people to come aside and seek him, even sent out paychecks from the government to help people meet their needs. You were stood still, given a paycheck. And some of you still would not stand still and seek the Lord. You still wouldn't listen and hearken to the voice of the Lord. And the Lord told me because of this, the enemy's got in. The spirit of hate and division has resurfaced in our nation. We hadn't seen this spirit in our nation in several years now. And it's nothing but the enemy's gotten in. And it's time to listen to what the Lord is saying. And so David had gone down at his father's command. He'd taken some food down to the battle. And while he was down there, Goliath come out and roared against him and challenged for Israel to send a warrior over there. And he said, if I defeat him, y'all will be our servants. And if he defeats me, we'll be y'all's servants. So Israel was scared. People are scared. I'm talking about God's people. They're scared. They're walking in fear. They're walking in confusion. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to believe. They don't know how to pray. And it's time to get our focus on the Lord. And it's time to realize There is a cause to fight. And so I'll put it before you today. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause to be concerned? Is there not a cause to pray? Is there not a cause to press upon the Lord and seek His face for Him to turn this thing for us? You know, in the coronavirus, the Lord told me, He said, I've seen it. All they're praying, all they're cursing the devil and crying out against this virus, not going to do any good because I sent it. But it's not that way in this situation. And I don't know what it is about God's people that they can't seem to stand still and seek the face of God and wait for the working of the Spirit of God, wait for the moving of the Holy Ghost, wait for leadership to order our steps and direct our paths. Because when you get in a crisis, children, you just can't move without leadership. You can't move without the working of the Spirit of God. If you do, you're going to make matters worse. If you do, you're just going to mess things up worse than what they are. So there is a cause today. Get that in your spirit. There is a cause to fight. There is a cause to pray. There is a cause to be concerned. And that is what David told Eliab, or Eliab, however you want to pronounce it. That's what he told his brother when he scolded him and started rebuking him and chewing him out. And David just looked at him. He said, what have I done? He said, is there not a cause? And so that's what I'm going to put before you today. Is there not a cause? Should we not be concerned? Should we not be seeking God for a strategy, a wisdom, and an understanding? Is there not a cause to fight for this kingdom and to fight for this nation? May God bless you.